This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, China says that virtual meeting between President Xi Jinping and President Biden last night sent a strong signal to the world. Xi called President Biden his old friend. President Biden told Xi the U.S. wants a level playing field in trade and on other issues.
We believe, and you and I have talked about this, all countries have to play by the same rules of the road. Why the United States is always going to stand up for our interests and values and those of our allies and partners.
Both leaders seem determined to lower the temperature in what has sometimes been a heated relationship. Now it's up to the jury. The jury begins deliberating the charges against Kyle Rittenhouse today. He shot and killed two men and wounded a third during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
After some 2 weeks of testimony, Kenosha Circuit Judge Bruce Schrader says now it's up to the jury.
For you to determine whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty.
As heard on court TV, the prosecution paints the then 17-year-old gunman pointing a semi-automatic weapon at people protesting a police shooting. While defense attorney Mark Richard says Rittenhouse was ambushed by a, quote, crazy person that night and feared Joseph Rosenbaum was going to get a hold of his gun.
It was causing trouble. He was a rioter, and my client had to deal with him that night alone.
Prosecutor James Krause.
The defense wants you to believe that these people got what was coming to them.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge in Georgia is denying requests to declare a mistrial in the case of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery. Tensions flared Monday as the Reverend Jesse Jackson joined the black man's parents in court. Defense attorneys say that could affect jurors. The judge turned down their request for a mistrial. The Dow lost 12 points yesterday. This is AP News. Hollywood's got a labor agreement now that will keep productions going forward.
Stagehands, cinematographers, costume makers, and so on. It is hard to make a movie or TV show without crew members like that. And because of a vote by members on a tentative contract, Hollywood will not have to worry about that. Members of a union that represents about 150,000 people who do those jobs narrowly voted to ratify deals with Hollywood producers. The pact that was approved by the rank and file of the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees solidifies a 3-year deal that was reached in October just before a strike deadline. As that deadline approached, 98% of workers gave the union authority to strike if a deal wasn't reached. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
New York City Hall is booting a statue of Thomas Jefferson because he owned hundreds of slaves. It's going to a historical society. The statue was created in 1833. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.